This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. Thousands of relatives of Gaza hostages completed a week-long march across Israel Saturday, arriving in Jerusalem to confront the government over their loved ones' plight as the war against Hamas and the Palestinian enclave enters a seventh week. In their October 7th cross-border raid on Israeli villages and army bases that triggered the war, shock troops of the Islamist faction killed 1,200 people and dragged about 240 into the Gaza Strip. Only five have been freed alive since. Many of the friends and family members of the missing fear they'll be lost to the retaliatory Israeli war to destroy Hamas. The government says the offensive improves the chances of recovering hostages, perhaps in a mediated prisoner exchange. March participant Steve Karam told the Reuters news service, "All the families want is for the government to talk to them." We seem to have some technical difficulties with that piece. I apologize. Rescuers trying to reach 41 workers trapped for nearly a week in a collapsed highway tunnel in the Indian Himalayas are working on a new plan Saturday involving a different way of drilling through the mountain, but it will take time. The men have been stuck in the hillside tunnel since Sunday morning after it caved in and are safe, authorities said. The trapped workers have light and receive oxygen, food, and water and medicines via a pipe and can communicate via radios. The new plan involves drilling vertically from the top of the mountain under which the workers were trapped while working on a highway tunnel. A divisional forest officer for the Uttarakhand in the northern state of Uttarakhand. This is VOA News. Another launch of the SpaceX mega rocket has ended with an explosion. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
3, 2, 1.
The launch in Boca Chica, Texas started well. But first the booster exploded, which wasn't supposed to happen. And then 8 minutes into flight, the giant Starship rocket exploded.
The automated flight termination system on second stage appears to have triggered very late in the burn as we were headed downrange.
SpaceX commentator John Innsbrucker emphasizing this was a test flight and they'll learn from the failure, just like they did after the first test flight ended with a blast in April. At 400 feet tall, Starship was the largest and most powerful rocket ever built. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Residents in a town in Iceland evacuated because of the potential for a volcano eruption have been told it will be months before they can go home. Associated Press correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
People in southwest Iceland waited to see whether a rumbling volcano would erupt. Local authorities say even if it doesn't erupt, it will be months before the area becomes safe to live in again. The fishing town of Grindavik was evacuated a week ago as magma rumbled and snaked under the earth amid thousands of tremors. Local Lilja Osk Sigmardsdóttir said the experience has made her very anxious.
I think the earthquakes, if it will be one earthquake, it will trigger me so much I can't even... I don't want to go back.
The Icelandic Meteorological Office believes an eruption is likely somewhere along a 9-mile magma tunnel. The prime location is an area north of Grindavik near the Hagafell Mountain. I'm Karen Chamas.
Climate change is hurting coral reefs worldwide, but some reefs off the coast of Texas are thriving. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
In the Gulf of Mexico, a stunning amount of coral cover undersea mountains. The coral reefs found in the Flower Garden Banks National Marine Sanctuary are among the healthiest in the world. But scientists like Michelle Johnston, the acting superintendent for the federally protected area, say that like all reefs, they are fragile and their location will only offer protection for so long in the face of a warming climate.
When ocean temperatures get warm, that is not good for coral reefs.
She says the devastating bleaching to hit other reefs during the summer's record-breaking heat is among the top concerns. I'm Julie Walker.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events 24 hours a day at our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.